are all creative beings. So wherever you are today, I would ask that you would take out a pen or pad or phone or whatever it is that you use and think about your most creative moment in life. Whether that's now or whether that's in the past, what was it? We here at the Rising Tides Charity, we were created really to help all of us to figure out that God has created us all to be creative. We have not been created so we can just consume. And so every single one of us has a skill, a love, a passion, a purpose that's creative. So we hope that when you hear this podcast today, that you understand that. That you take a few moments to understand, what is my creative piece? So it might be you create an app, or you create food for your family, or you do a painting, or you do something along those lines that allows you to be the spirit in which we have all been imbued with. We started this charity, and it's been an interesting path to go through, because the world says you shouldn't be creative anymore. The world says, forget that. You should be mathematical, which I would argue is a form of creativity. So the world is telling us to not be who we are. What makes us different than whatever exists in the universe that we've encountered so far? Our God is asking us to be who we are, to be that creative soul or spirit. And this podcast, hopefully you'll be able to understand that. We would ask for you to subscribe. Send us a comment. So whether you send us a comment on Podbeam or Spotify or iTunes or Facebook, just let us know how you're feeling about it. And we're asking you to join us on our movement. Our goal is ambitious. We want to have our donors and patrons who help to support us to be able to allow us to create content that exemplifies that mission and allow people to come in it for gratis, for them to be able to witness it, to be part of those moments. So just a donation of $25 helps us to be able to have a person come in and see what that work looks like. And anything beyond that obviously helps us even greater. So listen to this podcast. Thank you so much. If you're looking for tools and inspirations, one of the tools that I use that's very fascinating that allows me to kind of combine everything. I know all kinds of people use different things, whether it's Google Sheets or Outlook or Word. I use a tool called Evernote. Evernote allows me to take everything in my world, and it's ubiquitous across Mac or Windows or wherever else it might be. And to be able to catalog it and categorize it. So every time I do a podcast or I do a conversation or I have thoughts, whatever those things are, it allows me to kind of use it. There's a free version and there's obviously a paid version for more robust features. But I it's something that I use. As you all know, that in these conversations, I typically ask our participants, what do they use or what environments put them in that? And I thought I'd share that. I wasn't always an Evernote user. I used other things in the past. You know, this will date me, but going way back when, I used Franklin Covey planners and I used Microsoft OneNote for a number of years. And Evernote seems to be the most effective one for me today. So try any one of those. There's all kinds of competitors to that exist out there. So this Notion or Bear or Agenda, or other ways to be able to track that. Please, you know, use something. Use something to get it out of your head, as David Allen says in his book. Use it to get out of your head and to get it down somewhere. Every single one of us has this power that we've got to get stuff out of our head. It will stress you out and drive you crazy if you don't. So make sure that you're doing that. And find a tool to use it and put your comments on what you use in this as well. So enjoy this podcast. Subscribe. Get down with us. Please, any contribution you can will help us to be able to create this mission and to be able to help what we are trying to do for all of our, not only for us, but for all of those who we want to inspire to be creative. So thank you for listening to this episode of the Rising Tides Podcast. Welcome to the Rising Tides Podcast. As always, one of the things that we find as an ultimate blessing is being able to talk to amazing creatives throughout our community. One of the things I've learned personally that there's such a wealth of greatness and ambition that exists within the Atlanta community. And we have another such person here today. Kiara Monet Banks is with me. Kiara, say hello to everybody.
Hello to everyone. Hope everyone's having a great day.
Yes. Kiara, and I can say this without any reservation, she is one of the strongest and ambitious, most ambitious people that I know. You know, we have been working on a project that some of you may be aware of. And in that project, she has been able to not just to talk about theoretical and strategic things that we want to accomplish within that initiative, but also really help the initiative with some really tactical, let's get it done kind of things. And every time that I encounter a person that's like that, I was like, we just got to have a person that's that fantastic and that dope on the podcast. So Kiara, you are really, really something special. So I am so elated to have you on the podcast tonight.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And you know what they say, life attracts life. So at the end of the day, you are just as powerful, just as dope, as creative. So that's why we are friends and building a fabulous personal, professional friendship, relationship. We are on the same positive wave.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I think we've made a commitment that we've got many things in the hopper that we will be, that you will all, especially those of you who follow Rising Tides Charity and Kiara and myself, you will be seeing them come you know, to fruition over the next period of time. And we're just excited about all of them because we're just not a group of people who just get in a room and just talk about what we're going to do. We actually do what we're going to talk about. And the challenge is that sometimes you got to say, let's do it in the time that makes sense so we can make it as effective as possible. So this is 2019. So for those of you who are listening to this podcast, you may be listening to it in February or even later than that, depending on wherever you might be. And wherever you are, whether you're listening to us on your phone, whether you're listening to us on your computer, we want to always start off the podcast in 2019 by talking about tools that help creatives find their way. And I've shared in a most recent podcast that we're going to be talking about specific tools that I'm excited about. And I talked about some of those productivity groups, like whether Evernote or other tools like that. But I wanted to take this time to have Kiara kind of give us her view in regards to whether it's tools, whether it's moments, whether it's environments, whether it's people, whatever that is that sparks your personal creativity. Share with the audience here a little bit about that from your perspective.
Okay, so for me personally, I try to seek God first as much as possible. It is not the easiest thing to do, just, you know, when you have other things going on. But I've noticed when I put my relationship with God on the forefront, that typically helps me to stay a lot more focused, a lot more grounded, a lot more humble about what I'm doing. And then everything else around me kind of falls in line. And you can get guided from a spiritual perspective and you kind of feel what's next for you. You don't have to question it. You don't have to brainstorm on it. You're aligned and in the right headspace and you're happy, you're joyous, you're around the right people. Putting God first is going to steer you in the correct direction and make you take the right next step. You can feel the energy of the people around you. If they are supposed to be in your journey, they're supposed to be on your path. And everything that is for you, you just know it. You feel it in your spirit. Wow. So that's something that I am typically seeking, you know, even when I have a lot of chaos going on. I know if I get centered and balanced and focus on that, typically I can be more creative.
Wow, that is amazing. And I appreciate you sharing that, because you've given me an opportunity to share something as well. I do that same process just in my own way. So I talked about a few moments ago about tools that I use. So I use a tool every day that like maps all of my tasks and what I need to get accomplished for the day. And thanks to this gentleman named Carl Poulin, who's out of Korea, he shared how you could put something at the top of that task list to remind you of what's important. And at the top of that task list before, it's not even a task, it's just at the top of the actual application. It shares a prayer that I learned from church that I use every single day, where it says, Lord, I need you, give me your strength for what I have to accomplish today. And every single day before the day starts, since it's at the top of that list, it's the first thing that I see. And I tell you, just like what you shared about how you really put God first, it really helps to put the context of the whole day in the right perspective. And so when someone says something that's agitating 3 hours later in some meeting or in some phone call or whatever it might be, it doesn't really matter, because the day is in its right perspective. So
absolutely.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing that. That's awesome.
And then on another note, I've noticed, because sometimes I'm really great with that relationship, and other times I'm relying on my own understanding. And you can really notice the difference between how you act and how you move when you're in alignment and when you're not.
Oh.
So that's just another little piece that I want to add.
So when you say you're not in alignment, tell me about that. How would that manifest itself? Is it in your body language? Is that what you're referencing?
No, I'm just saying, like, when you first wake up and you start thinking about problems, first just giving it over to God.
Right.
You know, when you're stressed out and you just immediately go into survival mode. Yeah. Sometimes if you take 2 steps back and take that moment and figure out what you're supposed to be doing spiritually, that typically helps you move forward better.
Yeah.
Than trying to figure it out.
You're right. It's opposed to thinking about it like tactically, like, you know,
yeah,
you know, put on these purple socks. You're thinking about what's really important for the day. That makes a total amount of a whole lot of sense. So Kiara, this is a question that I know you've got some thoughts on, and those of you who've listened to the podcast have heard me ask this question almost all the time. Is that, tell me about the community that we live in. I personally think Atlanta is like the most phenomenal place on earth to be a creative. There's so many people that I learn from all the time in regards to being creative. And whether it's people who are in the Atlanta Tech Village making apps or software, or it's people who are writing books or plays or directing, there's so much that exists here. Tell like everyone who's listening, wherever they might be, what's your view of our community and you know, what's going well, what's an opportunity for us? Talk us through that a little bit.
Okay, awesome, yeah. So typically when people ask me about being a creative in Atlanta, I always say it is the land of opportunity, because there's always someone that you can reach out to or be around who's willing to help you. There's always a network or an event, or just so many people are so passionate about what they're doing. You get the knowledge and the information and, you know, that are almost everywhere you go in Atlanta. If you're a musician, if you're an artist, if you're a clothing designer. And then on top of that, I feel like a lot of cultural, urban culture right now is coming from the Atlanta scene. So we're kind of trendsetting,
right,
which
yeah.
makes it even cooler, because everyone can be unique. Everybody can be different, and you don't know if that'll be the next thing that is huge or the next wave that's coming. And I feel like a lot of those uniquenesses and things like that have all come from Atlanta. You know, there's people at the Grammys now that I went to high school with, which is cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just exciting to see when you see a fellow person do it. It gives you the confidence to say, I can do it too. And everywhere you look, you'll see someone killing it. Just killing it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Whether they're just starting out, they've been doing it for 5 years, or they've been doing it for 15. Everybody has an opportunity here.
Yeah. What do you think is the next step? What do you think will take us from where we are now, like dopeness to supreme dopeness? What are some of the things we could probably think about?
Okay, this is actually a very interesting question because I just spoke with someone about this in a sense, and I'm personally looking for the next level of my career.
Right.
And it was really a conversation about ideas versus execution and talent versus work ethic.
Yeah.
And great content versus good content. And I think what's going to take us to the next level is really, really understanding our craft and what's the word I'm thinking of? Really taking it at face value. Not saying, oh, well, I had a smaller budget, so it didn't come out that way. Like, I think it's very important to look at what we're doing as if we are going to the Oscars or if we are up against the biggest people in the world and not making excuses for what we don't have. And I think it's just important to continue to be honest with yourself as a creative. Because good ideas come every day, but great ideas need to be executed. And if you can't execute what you're thinking and you don't execute it in a way that it makes an impact, then you still have a lot further to go. I think a lot of people think that just because they are pursuing their dream or they are doing something well, that it's okay and they kind of get complacent. But I think it's important that we start saying, I'm going to shoot for the universe or I'm going to shoot past the moon. You know, it's great that we're good, but we need to start really focusing on being great.
Yeah, I think what you're saying, it really connects with me. The book that I've started here in February, and I wish I could read more than I do, it's called Mindset. It's by Carol Dweck, and it talks about these two mindsets that exist from her psychological studies, and it's around the fixed mindset, which is what you described as a person say, well, I could only make it such and such because I only had such and such. As opposed to those who have an abundance mindset, who say, hey, this is what we can really go for. This is how we can develop it. This is how we can collaborate, how we can make it happen. And you're right. Having that mindset, and I'm not far into the book, so I'm not going to try to share as if I know the whole book. All I know is just from my perspective, we probably encounter many people who have that fixed mindset. You just say, hey, this is just what, you know, this is what it is, or this is what they told me, or this is what this, you know, I mean, I can only go so far based on the rules of the road, as opposed to saying, well, let's make some new roads. Let's make some new rules. Let's get people together. Let's collaborate to make it work. And that abundant, I'm hoping that whenever I finish it, hopefully it won't be May by the time I finish it. I'll learn a lot more about it because to me that I think you've hit the nail on the head or whatever you call it, is that changing the way we think about things is really the first step to put you on the next level. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's like, don't just be great for your circumstances, just be great to be great. Like, you know what I mean? Don't say, I'm going to get this camera and it'll do. Say, okay, how can I make this camera that I have to use be the best production that I ever could do with what I have? And I think that will make a difference. Because when you think that you are limited, you act limited. And when you think abundantly, you get abundance. You get better. You get better. And you can make simple look amazing. You can make amazing look simple. So it's just, I think we just really need to start looking at things at face value and evaluating them to say, is this good or is this because I felt like this was the best I could do?
Yeah, I think this really hits into the head of why we created this organization, is that we had a specific belief that all of us have the ability to do that greatness. Whereas, you know, and I think I shared this in the very first podcast, and I'm okay with sharing it now, is that I had family members and friends who I lost to this world, or that have left this world, and they had all of this great stuff that they had crafted and done, but they let that fixed mindset stop them from sharing it with everybody. And it's beautiful. And it really hurts me because the whole world needs to see it. They need to see every single human being that's on this planet and every single bit of potential that we have. God did not make us just for us to not be creative and to create beauty on this earth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like extremely important for people to know that you are here. And it don't mean you have to be in entertainment. It don't mean you have to be on TV. But the world needs to know that you are here. You know what I mean? Somebody needs to be affected by the world. You know, if you leave this world, it needs to be affected.
That's right.
If they're not, that means you can really do anything with what God is.
Yeah, you don't have to have a title per se. But, I remember that John Maxwell, who's an author who I've appreciated. I have probably 30 of his books. Who, on one of his books, he talks about the levels of leadership. And this is not necessarily specific about leadership, but it connects to me like how we should create the legacy in our life. And he talks about these five levels. And in that fifth level are people who are like Martin Luther King Jr. or, you know, Gandhi, or people who've like transformed an entire civilization. And I think there's this rush to try to think that you have to do that and affect all 7 billion people. You shouldn't do what you said is exactly right, Kiara, is that wherever you are, leave that imprint on that part of the world, but do it to the part where you're leaving an imprint.
You know. Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Just don't leave it to like, it's just, you know, I think there's this interesting dynamic that we deal with between consuming and creating, right? Because we all love consuming. Like, I love my Netflix shows just like everybody else. But what are we creating at the same time? What legacy are we creating?
Exactly.
So
I want to walk away. Well, not walk away, obviously. But when I do leave the earth, I want any talent left. Like, I want to use every single ounce of every single talent that I possibly can while I'm here.
That is so awesome. You know, I think, you know, there's this fear that I think, especially as you get older in life, there's kind of like, I should have, I might have. You don't want to have any of those kind of things in life. You just want to do those things and push to, you know, push forward on them. And the one thing I'll say, and this sounds like, every time I say this, I'm sure I get feedback that I sound like I'm some kind of politician. But I believe that we are in the best time to do that. You know, we just are. I mean, if you look through the history of mankind, and for most of that history, when you were born, like, your whole life was 100% staked out for you. It's just like you knew that you were born in this part of the world, or you were born into certain circumstances, whether you were royalty or you were not royalty, and you just knew that's what your world was. Whereas nowadays, you can be born into those same circumstances, but you got a shot. you got a shot to shift it, I think.
Right.
You know, and everyone's not successful in doing it, but there are many people who are. You know, maybe it's just my vantage point. You know, because my parents came to the United States because they wanted that shot. You know, where they saw that, you know, where they came from, the chances of having that shot was less. If you'd ask them now, they haven't become Martin Luther King or Gandhi or somebody. But to them, they had a legacy that they were successful at. And it sounds like that's what you're sharing with us.
Absolutely. And it's funny, actually, that you're talking about taking a shot, because recently I was explaining to my family, which of course they support me, but they just don't get sometimes the path of being a creative and wanting to live your life a certain way.
Yeah.
And my stepdad was saying, the ball's in your court. And I remember just out of like instinct going, and I'm dribbling, like, yelling it.
That's a good analogy.
It was so funny. We were like, not an argument. That, but just like a debate.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was like, you know, you can do it, and da 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 da. and just telling me, like, you know, the steps, but they don't really understand it for coming from, you know, having a practical life.
Right.
And he's like, the ball's in your court, you can do it. And I'm like, I'm dribbling. But we all just bust out laughing, but it is important that you take the shot.
That's cool.
So I would rather dribble forever and know that I'm looking ahead at something that I know I'm capable of doing than sitting in somebody else's dream and wishing I took the shot or wishing I was dribbling.
I think, you know, I think we've come up with a title for this podcast episode. Like, take your shot. You know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usually at the end of the podcast, I ask for advice from our colleagues in regards to one thing that you would tell a person to who's thinking about being creative or reigniting their creativity, what to do. And I think you just told them that. You know, I think you just shared that. Let me ask you, like, people, and you mentioned a couple as you were talking, like, people that you kind of admire, you know, creative people in the world. They don't have to be necessarily people around the corner, but just people in your life that you've kind of looked to and have given you kind of a either practical guidance or inspirational guidance. Who are some of those people?
Oh, my goodness. There's so many people. Like, I can't even begin to start. For one, you and everybody that I've met on the Style Milk team.
Oh, thank you.
Just seeing so many people pursuing what they love and being so talented at it, it's just inspiring, you know? And we're all trying to come together, even with adversity or circumstances that are outside of the project, and we're pushing forward regardless. We're pushing forward and we're trying to do something bigger. And especially with Sour Milk specifically, because that topic of what we're talking about is so important. I love being a part of that thing.
Take a second, Kiara, and share with people a little bit about that project. I think it might have come up before, but just for those who may not have heard it before, tell a little bit about what that is.
Okay, so the project is essentially 15 episodes with 15 of Atlanta's top Black directors talking about post-traumatic slave syndrome. And it is in different genres, it is in different voices, it's different narratives, different actors, and it's a different story for the same story that we keep telling, that we keep trying to get out there, but it's not seeming to really catch on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what is different about Sour Milk is it's such a grassroots project. It's so raw, it's so unapologetic. I think that we have the potential to really, really have a voice.
Yes.
And with so many people behind it and backing it and wanting to see it win, you know, the train is moving, you know,
right.
And we're trying to figure it out. We don't know what we're doing 100%. We don't know how this is going to turn out, but everybody's so invested and they care so much. I think it's a really special project. Obviously, Jason Louder is the executive producer. He's on Black Lightning. He's a phenomenal actor here in Atlanta. He's been in 650 million projects. He's touched so many lives.
I did not know that number. That's an amazing number. I'm going to have to talk to him. About that.
Yeah, but he's touched so many lives that now, you know, him needing the certain resources or connection to get certain things done is starting to really, really manifest. You know, they say you reap what you sow, and I feel like he's been sowing for years, and this project might be something for him to really reap. And not even on a like an economical level or anything like that, but I think he put so much work and so much joy into the universe, and I think that Sour Milk is giving him that back. Because what I think it can do for the community, for the world, for Atlanta, for Black people, the options are limitless. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know. I love being a part of that project.
That's awesome. Are there any other things that you've got in the hopper that you're working on?
I actually have taken a step back because I want to focus on my acting specifically.
Okay.
For the last year, I did everything you can think of, from script supervisor to script design to acting to directing to producing to interviews. I've done almost every job in film this year. And I wanted to take two steps back to really focus on my acting. And I did recently get a project to direct, which I'm really excited about, but I don't want to like announce it yet until contracts are done. But
that's really cool.
And I recently linked up with Sarah Mornell.
Who was that person? Say that person's name again. Who was that?
Her name's Sarah Mornell.
Okay.
She was actually in Star Trek, which is like bonkers.
Wow.
And I am setting up, pretty much getting me on the path that I want to begin shifting into network projects and finally signing with an agent, which is something I've been contemplating for a long time. So this year, I really want to focus on acting specifically.
That's phenomenal. You know I'm going to be wherever you are and whatever you're doing, I'm there. You don't have to say it. I'm just going to show up. Even if you don't want me to show me, show up. I'm going to be there all the time. So,
yeah, so I'm excited about that for sure.
Well, like I said at the top, I just appreciate you and I appreciate your energy. I think one of the things that's so important in this world that when you're going through things and you're developing things is to find like-minded people, to find people who have that same kind of drive and who are thinking about doing things to help make the world better. And one of the things that we're doing at this particular organization is really thinking about ways that we can help people just really unleash that creativity. And so we're going to have a webinar for those of you who can hear my voice. If it's after the webinar is over, it'll be recorded and we'll share some of the details on that. But our goal is to have that by, you know, around April. And that'll be a free webinar where people can come in and just listen and talk. You know, we'll have some snippets, so hopefully you're okay if we use a snippet of this conversation in that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and our ultimate goal is that we'll have we're going to have an event by the end of this year where we'll have a retreat where we'll just have a weekend where we'll just really get people excited about writing and directing and creating and doing all of these different things. And the other model that we're going to have is really thinking about changing the theater experience, where we want to get people to help us drive creating theater. And you know, almost like you would see a television show, you just turn on TV and you just see the commercials. So we're working on a model that's similar to that in regards to theater. So Rising Tides Charity is here. Kiara, you're such a great inspiration to me. If the people who are listening to here today and have heard your words and they want to talk to you further about some of the things that you're working on, what are some ways that they can reach out to you?
Typically, I'm the most active on Twitter recently.
Okay.
I was trying to take a social media break, but it's almost impossible to do that as a creative and someone who's building business. But I'm typically the most active on Twitter. And my Twitter handle is Straight to the Bank, which is STR8TOBABANKS. And on Instagram, I am Kiara Monet Banks, which is KIARAMONETBANKS. I'm not a big Facebook person right now, at least.
Yeah, that is like an awesome Twitter handle.
You know, straight to the bank.
Yeah, that's cool. I am on all of them, and I can tell you that I am less than effective at any of them. I'm still learning and trying to figure out how to be great at those things. Those things are, there's definitely a process associated with them. But they're really cool. I tell you, I've shared sometimes that I've met people in my family that I didn't even know existed due to social media. So I mostly all of my experience is positive with it. And it's a great way to reach out to people and see what you're thinking about. Kiara, it's been so awesome to have you. I hope you will take this invite to come back again on this podcast. You know that we can have you again. I would love to do that.
Absolutely.
Any parting words for those out there who are creative right now and doing something great, or those who are contemplating doing something great, or those who are fearing doing something great. Any parting words for those who are like that?
Don't be afraid, for sure. Because I don't think fear necessarily goes away. I think what makes people brave is deciding to do it regardless of how scared they are. Because Lord knows, I'm a little afraid to pursue my dreams, but it's something about deciding to do it regardless. Saying fear is not going to stop me. It's a very powerful thing. And then you start to realize how powerful you are. And the more you do stuff, and the more you push past those fears, the less fears you really have at the end. So that would definitely be my advice. Just do afraid. And also put yourself first.
So. That is awesome. So those of you who are listening, we want to thank Kiara, wherever you are, give her a round. She's just fantastic. And again, thank you, Kiara, for being down. And thank you all for listening to the podcast. Have a good one.
Thank you. Thanks, Winston.
You're welcome. We would like to thank you for spending time with us on this message today. You can stay informed about the Rising Tides charity in several ways. You can go to our website at risingtidescharity.org. You can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at @RisingTidesCharity. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/RisingTidesCharity. You can also email us if you'd like to join our newsletter to join our community at info@RisingTidesCharity.org. You can subscribe to us on Podbeam or on iTunes. Please leave us any comments or messages. We'd love to hear from you. And we look forward to continuing to share with you those that are inspiring and using creativity to encourage and serve our community. Everyone, this is Winston, and we'll see you again on our next podcast. We love you all. Take care.